Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up on the podcast today, Apple Maps adds superchargers for navigation. Nissan's Ariya is the best used EV. And Belgium powers ahead. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why BYD is growing so fast outside of China. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. EV News Daily is your trusted source of EV information. It's the weekend, Sunday, 2nd of February. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. If you don't want to have a look at the Patreon page, no worry, it'll always be free online. But if you want to strip out the ads, you can be like over 220 amazing people and organizations on the Patreon at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. You can get the podcasts ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link you'll see in the show notes. Well, we'll start with something that happened a couple of days ago. On January 30th, the European Union began what they said was a strategic dialogue in Brussels with the big players of the car industry and suppliers as well. This discussion is all about setting priorities for an action plan to assist the sector, which, as you know, is facing major challenges as we shift towards carbon neutrality, EVs, growing competition from China, literally by the week, more headlines. I could do like literally a China podcast once a week. If you want one, let me know. Because there's just so much China news I don't include in the main podcast. And, you know, potential tariff disputes as well. Well, Ursula von der Leyen is president of the European Commission. And she pointed out the automotive sector, which supports around 13 million jobs in the EU, is at a crucial inflection point in its history. A key issue is the Commission's strategy for carbon neutrality, which includes stricter targets for CO2 emissions for vehicle fleets, and they start this year. Well, further reductions are planned in 2030, along with a complete ban of pure combustion engine vehicles by 2035. Well, the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, the ACEA, and represents pretty much most of the European car makers, is pushing really hard for a change from what is a penalty-based approach, so if the fleets are just too dirty, they'll get fined hard cash, to one that they say is market-driven and demand-focused. So what that will allow them to do is to go, well, nobody wants to buy EVs, so we'll just carry on doing the thing we've done well for 100 years, which will work for some of them. And it won't work for others. And we'll see if the policymakers are swayed by that argument. And I get it. Look, if I was running a car company, I'd be using phrases like, hey, no, we should be market-driven and demand-focused. I get it. But sometimes, a little bit of carrot, a little bit of stick. I'll come back to the example that I've used a lot lately, which was the UK, setting a year earlier than the EU, which was the 22% mandate of you can sell as many combustion cars as you want, but that kind of earns you credits, if you like, or that gets you or the other way around. You've got to sell some zero-emission, lower-emission vehicles, and then you can sell whatever you want, your big, profitable, dirty SUVs. And lo and behold, they did it. Like, the car makers, I think all of them are going to avoid paying fines. Some of them will defer credits to future years. Some might buy some credits from the likes of Tesla, which is a pure-play EV, but it was a big target, 22%. Got to about 20% as a total car market here in the UK last year, pure BEV. But they did it. Not saying it was easy. Just saying, sometimes you need a big goal to shoot for, don't you? Do a moonshot and you might just get there. Let's talk about Apple Maps next, improving its routing for the Ford Mustang Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning. This is great news because this feature helps drivers plan trips by adding charging stops in using Apple Maps. It'll know, it reads the BMS like the Google systems do on Volvo Polestar and others as well. And so it works with the vehicle based on the current charge level, the availability of chargers, the speed of the chargers, the terrain, sometimes the weather, depending how smart it is, the driving speed as well. And currently, the EV routing feature supports three models, the Mustang Mach-E on Apple Maps, the Ford F-150 Lightning, and the Porsche Taycan. Well, Ford has been supplying adapters that allow the Mach-E and the Lightning to use Tesla superchargers, because, of course, the vehicles have CCS charging ports, and the Tesla superchargers have a J3400 plug on the end, as they were they're now known, the NACS plug, if you like. So Apple Maps has not yet acknowledged that these vehicles can charge at NACS stations, but it's coming. Donna Dixon, Ford's chief engineer for the Mustang Mach-E, announced the change will happen soon, and so Apple Maps will integrate Tesla superchargers, assuming that you have an adapter. Maybe it's an option, a tick box, a toggle, I don't know, to say, hey, I do have an adapter, I don't, but it'll include the superchargers in Apple Maps navigation as a stop for your car. That's really good. And, you know, everything that wasn't a Tesla for a very long time really sucked at navigation, knowing where to stop, knowing what the BMS will be at when on arrival, how long to charge for, the state of charge on departure, and things like that. And, you know, I think the last maybe five years, actually. I'm being unkind. That everyone else who's not Tesla has, not everyone, some have really upped their game. And it's just seamless now, which is fantastic. Some still need to make some big strides, but navigation generally, being able to, like, you know, the Fords are the latest ones to integrate with Google Maps and Apple Maps as well, using the connected built-in navigation system on the model year Mustang Mach-E. You can already do it on Google Maps, EV routing for Android Auto already on the Fords, and coming for Apple CarPlay is a really, really good idea, being very integrated with, like I say, the car's BMS. Well, next up, Belgium's in the news. And last year, Belgium, not the biggest car market in the world, but we love these little points of success, saw registrations of 128,000 new fully electric vehicles, a 36% increase from the previous year. Many countries were maybe flat because subsidies either came or, you know, went in 2024. And for the first time, electric and hybrid vehicles were 52.3% of all new car registrations. And yeah, you can lump the hybrid number in there sometimes to get the big number. The over 50% is a new energy vehicle, if you want to call them those. But hybrids don't have a plug on. So if you want to look at total BEVs in Belgium, it's almost 30%, 28.5%, we'll call it 30%. Hybrids, plug-in hybrids, was not bad. I think that was about 15% in Belgium as well. So, you know, pure BEVs, twice as popular as a plug-in hybrid. Like I say, not a massive car market, but another European country, that's already almost a third of the new car market, pure BEV, not just plug-in, which is fantastic. You know, heading towards half the market being a plug-in, which is brilliant news. So who was buying them? Well, actually, the registration spike was driven by corporate fleets. 86% of new BEV registrations. The increase in EV adoption in Belgium is supported by very strong government programs there, like tax benefits for corporate fleets. We have the same thing here, actually, and various regional subsidies too. Well, a bit of good news for the French battery market. AESC, famous name in battery manufacturing, is now allowed to receive around $50 million, 48 million euros in state aid to build a factory for lithium-ion batteries in France. Now, the way it works, for any of my international listeners, is state aid is a bit of a no-no in terms of if you are part of the European Union, which obviously we're not now following Brexit, but the European Commission, I think it's the Commission is the ones that need to sign off on this being a good reason. So rather than the individual member states of the EU all being allowed to, you know, do their own thing, promote their own industries and create unfairnesses within the bloc, it has to get sign off, if you like. But the European Commission said that this funding is entirely warranted. It supports Europe's strategic goals, environmental goals, the new battery facilities in northern France, creating 1,000 direct jobs, part of EU strategies to strengthen the automotive industry against cheaper Chinese batteries. And it aligns with Renault's efforts to expand their EV production as well. So that's brilliant news. Another big investment. And, in state aid that is going on in France, which is awesome news. Right, one more story before we take a break. BYD are growing outside of China, and BYD is the largest EV maker inside China, but greatly expanding outside. And well, here in the UK last year, they reported a 658% increase in sales in 2024. Now, that's from a very low base. Admittedly, okay, it's a big percentage. Like if I had a pint of beer and I had 2 pints of beer, it'd be 100% increase in beer, but I still wouldn't be drunk, if you get my drift. So that's still a good number, though. It was still only 8,700 vehicles, but the growth makes BYD, if you're just looking at the percentage, and you can have fun with numbers, the fastest growing car brand in the United Kingdom, which is interesting. Public knowledge of BYD rose. They sponsored the Euros last year, of which England did very well, and it rose sharply from 1% to 31%. The awareness of what BYD or Build Your Dreams is. The number of dealerships went from 14 this time last year to 60 by the end of the year, and that will continue this year. The cars on sale, which we can buy here, is the Atto 3. It's a C-segment SUV. It's the first vehicle we got over here, and currently the best seller. We've now got the Dolphin. It's a little hatchback. The Seal, a saloon, and the new Sea Lion 7. It's an SUV. And the Atto 2 will come in February with a February launch. So this month, goodness. Additionally, BYD plans to introduce fully electric commercial vehicles and trucks, like the Evoli electric LCV for last mile and courier deliveries, which we saw at IAA in Hanover last year. Looking ahead, BYD could well launch their luxury brands here. Yang Wang, not sure the name fully translates as being premium. If I was the director of BYD UK, I'd be saying to head office, any chance we can do something with that name? Something else, maybe? But I'm not sure that you're going to pass up the chance to buy a BMW or a Mercedes in favour of a Yang Wang. But hey, it does very well in its home country. They do like a nice Yang Wang in China. And also Denza, which I think is, you know, doesn't really do too much either way. Like Denza, it doesn't mean anything to people yet, but the vehicles are very popular. If you've been following Bjørn Nyland, the famous YouTuber and EV reviewer, he's been visiting family and back in Thailand for many weeks now and making lots of videos in Thailand. He's recently had a Denza minivan, MPV, call it what you will. What is it? The Denza 9? I forget the name of it. I watched the videos a long time ago now. And was it the D9 or something like that? Anyway, it's the big sort of the van that competes with the big Volvo, what's that called, EM90, and the big Zeekr van as well. So 6 or 7 seat configuration. It's got the little fridge in it as well. It's got the captain's chairs. Everything is, you know, got every, the seats have all screens and stuff to control the vehicle, and, you know, very, very luxurious. And the Denza brand, if they bought it over here, well, depends how you launch it and promote it, but it could do very well. I'll take a little break there. When we come back, we'll talk about a long electric vehicle highway in Australia and the biggest battery storage project in the UK. Get sign off. I'll tell you more about it in a moment. Stick around.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. All right, let's talk a little bit about what I've just been saying. Actually, Björn Newland, the YouTuber, has been over in Thailand, and I thought just learn a bit more about the Thai market. And I found this story, the arrival of Chinese car makers in Thailand and an increasing local EV production there changed the car market quite a lot last year, actually, because he's been reviewing a lot of cars, JQs and Denzas and all sorts of things which we can't buy, but really popular in Thailand. Thai buyers can see lower prices in 2025 because of more competition in the EV market. The big players at the minute, like the Toyota and the Japanese brands, are facing real headwinds and lower interest. Thailand is the largest EV market in Southeast Asia, and sales will grow by 40% this year. The growth is largely because of national incentive programs that requires local manufacturers to make 1.5 vehicles for every imported one. The program helped companies earn tax breaks and avoid fines. There's been significant influx of Chinese money into the EV sector. The government offers subsidies and tax benefits to help reach the goal of 30% of car production being electric in Thailand by 2030. BYD, Great Wall Motor and more have committed over $3 billion US, equivalent about 102.7 billion baht to the market. So there you go, a little bit about Thailand. Haven't talked about it probably in many weeks or months on this podcast, if ever last year, but interesting to see which Chinese EVs are showing up in right-hand drive on the proper side of the road in other words. So, which is what, you know, we are right-hand drive vehicles over here. And so you're always looking at those markets to think, oh, that's a very, you know, as long as it meets all type approvals and stuff like that, you know, they can get import that vehicle, please. It's right-hand drive. We'd like it, please. So it's all very interesting. A bit like, you know, the Australian market and stuff. Now, talking about that, Western Australia, my sister lives in Perth. And, well, I mean, we don't go as much as we like or funds would allow. But, man, I adore Australia. And Miss Family as well. But she's in WA. And they have now launched a new electric vehicle network that stretches 7,000 kilometres and includes 110 charging locations at 49 sites. This makes it one of the longest connected EV routes in the world. The network was made by Horizon Power, a government-owned electricity company in partnership with Synergy and the Western Australian government. It runs from Mundrabilla, which is 1,300 k's east of Perth, to Kununurra. Love Australian names, especially when you get to the outback as well. Located 3,135 kilometres northeast of Perth. The charging stations are about 200 kilometres apart, with some powered by solar and having small storage batteries as well. Hey, talking of storage, Fidra Energy, which I hadn't heard of before today, they're in Edinburgh in Scotland, have been given a green light for a major battery storage project in Yorkshire. It'll have a capacity of 3,100 megawatt hours. That's 1,400 megawatts, making it the largest battery storage site in the UK and one of the largest in all of Europe. It'll cover 55 acres on what was once a coal station. Man, what a great story. I love battery storage, supporting the grid and building it on what was an old coal plant as well. Amazing, near the National Grid substation in Yorkshire. Now, Cadillac in the US, recent dealer information going out to Cadillac dealers said that the Optiq, 2025 model year Optiq, starts at $489 a month for a 36-month lease, 10,000 miles a year, $4,779 down, and that works out at a monthly cost in total of around $620. The electric Lyriq is on a lease at $569 with almost $5,000 down, so effectively $700 a month. Now, back to the Optiq. Four trims, luxury 1 and 2, sport 1 and 2, starting at $54,500. The highest trim, sport 2 all-wheel drive, is $57,000. All versions come with the same maximum range of 302 miles. And that, even at the, you know, with $4,000, $5,000 down, $622 equivalent over 3 years to lease the vehicle. We don't lease our vehicles. I'm not an expert in leasing. Over here, we have PCP, which is very, very popular. You know, PCH, lease hire. Obviously, we have leasing and, you know, traditional car loans as well. But leasing, I think, yeah, it's pretty popular with, you know, businesses. It's a it's an expense, business write-off, reclaim the VAT, all that kind of stuff. And of course, we've got corporate BIC rates. So if you use, if you're a company car driver and you can use it at the weekend to run errands as well, it's not solely a, you know, business truck, then you have to pay. It's, you know, it's a benefit. You can't just sort of sneak that one under the government's taxation. And the HMRC want their little bit, but it's very, it's like, you know, 1%, 2% rates. They're creeping up. And so those vehicles very popular with, you know, with businesses and particularly on a lease. And so leasing over here is good, but that lease price in the US, it's a very good price for a good vehicle like the Cadillac Optiq. Now, if you are buying a pre-owned vehicle, the Nissan Ariya 2023 is the best pre-owned EV you can make. That's you can buy. That's according to Recurrent, a sponsor of this podcast. They compared 30 models, and recognizing Ariya's strong value retention, cutting-edge technology, and good performance. Recurrent's evaluation, they are market specialists and battery experts as well, looking at aspects like cost, charging, range, overall experience. The Ariya earned its top rank because of its affordability on the used market, good ADAS, solid battery, batteries lasting really well. That's kind of Recurrent, what they do. And good performance in cold weather. So Fiat have been talking about their new Grand Panda, the small hatchback to launch. And they want it to become its best-selling vehicle, full stop, worldwide. It's according to the CEO, Olivier Francois. Last year, the Strada, which is a small pickup, mainly sold in Brazil and areas like that, was Fiat's top seller. The Panda mini car was just behind it, though, about 20,000 units behind it, and 100,000 of those were sold in Italy, though. So production of the Grand Panda will take place in Serbia With delivery starting in March in continental Europe, it'll be fully electric and as a gasoline mild hybrid. Right-hand drive versions for the UK and Ireland available this summer. And looking forward to that. I know my current fascination, my current best recommendation is the Kia EV3. My head has very much been turned by vehicles like the Hyundai Inster, the Grand Panda, Renault 5, those vehicles that are maybe 10 grand less and sit in a segment below, but offer a lot for very good money. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.